Meanwhile, Tigers with a big win yesterday, Jamie, and everybody's riding a little high, aren't they?
Especially Cary Carpenter.
It's amazing. Our guys were prepared. We always believed. We heard that they thought we were scared today. I don't think we look scared today.
He also said,
"We're not scared.
They're the ones going to Seattle, not the Guardians."
That's right. Right.
Steve Courtney joins us now to talk Tigers. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, group. So much for Believeland. Tigers get themselves a 6-3 win over those Guardians yesterday. Obviously, a key point, you guys. Game tied 1-1, two outs in the sixth. Dylan Dingler steps up, and what happens? Oh, he goes yard to the tune of 401 feet. He scratched off a couple boxes, his first postseason hit, his first postseason RBI, and it worked out swimmingly. Then, of course, Wensel Perez, who, by the way, was in the midst of a 5-for-57 skid. He would drive in a pair of runs for a 4-run seventh. And again, the Tigers get the 6-3 win. Second straight season, by the way, the Old English Deers have won a wild card series on the road. And of course, they head to Seattle for the division series, which will get underway on Saturday. More on that coming up in just a bit. Kyle Finnegan gets the win. He retired all four batters he faced. But let's give a nod to Tiger starter Jack Flaherty. Show of hands here. How many going into Game 3, knowing Flaherty was going to be on the bump, really didn't know what to expect? Well, very efficient. 4 2/3, gives up 3 hits, just the 1 run. He walked 2, and he struck out 4. But here's the major difference, and I'm not, you know, putting lightning out there. Game 2, the Tigers 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position. How about yesterday? 5-for-12. A significant change. And all of this, you guys, coming off the adjusted lineup from skipper A.J. Hinch. Gleyber Torres goes to the leadoff spot. Carp hits second. Perez third. Torkelson, your cleanup. Riley Green down to fifth. And then you had Dingler, McKinstry, Baez, and Parker Meadows. Obviously, it panned out because Zach McKinstry, the only Tiger starter that did not have a hit. So they will face the Seattle Mariners, and this is going to be a very interesting series. The Mariners, the second seed, they took 4 of the 6 regular season meetings with the Tigers, and game 1 will be Saturday night at 8:38. So it's shaping up to be a tremendous sports Saturday tomorrow. Of course, my Spartans and Nebraska Cornhuskers getting together at 4 o'clock. That'll lead right up to the Tigers. 8:38 first pitch. Who's going to be on the hill for the Tigers? Well, information not available right now. Could be Troy Melton, Tyler Holton. How about Cater Montero, the playoff clinching starter last Saturday? We know, in case you're wondering, Tarek Skubal will go game 2. He's out of Seattle University. Going to be an interesting dynamic for that kid, and it sets up nice because with Skubal going game 2, you guys, he would also be in position to go game 5 if necessary back there in Seattle. But hey, baseball returning to Comerica Park, how about that?
Yeah, I mean, having home games is huge.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, and there for a while it didn't look like that was going to be the case. And here's a little something else for the Tigers. Colt Keith has been on the injured list for the last couple of weeks, nursing that right rib cage injury. According to the Tigers and Mr. Keith himself, he is extremely close. They are looking to have him available for this upcoming division series with the Mariners. I'll also point out, and this is interesting, remember the trade deadline, you guys. We had the Arizona Diamondbacks at Comerica Park, and their third baseman, Eugenio Suarez, was being shopped around. Didn't end up, of course, becoming a Tiger. He is a Seattle Mariner, hitting 228, 49 home runs, 118 RBI. So that's going to be an interesting dynamic, what coulda, shoulda, woulda been.
Yep, and, you know, A.J. Hinch saying the first win of the season was against Seattle in Seattle. They won that series that hoped to recreate that in this postseason. Right, Steve?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, James. And listen, this Tiger team has been, I mean, all over the place. And that was a key victory for them yesterday. You know, like Karp was saying in that cut you ran earlier, this Tiger team is not as scared. And they are on their way to their second divisional series, which is great for this organization. But at the same time, now you have to perform. And you, in this particular upcoming series with a dang good Mariners team, you cannot go 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position. So that magic that we saw yesterday with the key base hits at the absolute necessary time is absolutely pivotal.
Thank you, Steve.
You folks have a wonderful weekend. And Chris, give my best to that Grand Blanc community, please.